This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after six on this Monday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for information on long-term fixed-rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.65¾, down 7¾. December corn was $4.53¼, down 6½. March corn, $4.66¾, down 6½. August soybeans were $13.40¾, down 15. September soybeans were $12.18½, down 9¼. November soybeans, $11.82¼, down 2. September wheat was $6.33½, down 7¾. December wheat, $6.47¼, down 6½. March wheat, $6.60¼, down 5. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. Beneficial weather conditions and thoughts of a large corn and soybean crop weighed on grain prices. Traders also even positions ahead of the USDA crop report, which is to be released on Monday morning at 11 a.m. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shale corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 570 to 586. Soybean bids were mixed at 1273 to 1311. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shale corn bids down 2 to 7 cents at 569 to 593. Soybeans fell 2 to 5 cents down to 1314 to 1339. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 8 cents lower at 531 to 576. Soybeans down 2 to 6 cents at 1286 to 1317. And the wheat bids mostly 7 to 12 lower, ranging from 604 to 656. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 2 cents at 1347 to 1362. Basis ended steady, ranging from 165 to 180 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $434.60 up to $450.60, which was $2 a ton lower. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at $6.06 to $6.11, with basis steady to 10 cents stronger, a range from $1.40 to $1.45 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 13 cents lower at $5.31 to $5.61. Basis steady to 5 cents lower, range from 65 to 95 over September. Soybeans mostly 3 cents lower on Friday at 13.03 to 13.24, with basis mostly 13 to 19 lower, range from 121 to 142 over November. Wheat prices were steady to 8 cents lower at 6.18 to 6.28, with basis steady to 7 cents higher, range from 15 under to 5 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 cents lower at $5 to $5.45. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed in a range of $12.94 to $13.42. Soft red winter wheat down 8 cents at $6.43 to $6.44, while the Milo was also 8 cents lower in a range of $6.29 to $6.30. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. And country elevator bids to producers in those regions, northern and western, range from $4.21 up to $4.38. New crop soybean bids range from $11.44 to $11.64. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.22 up to $4.21. New crop soybean bids range from $11.46 to $11.72. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.25 up to $5.38. But new crop soybean bids range from $11.60 to $11.90. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $122.50, down 17 cents. October live cattle, $126.87, down 20 cents. December live cattle, $128.80, down 7 cents. August feeder cattle were $153.85, down 40 cents. September feeder cattle, $157.47, down 35 cents. November feeder cattle, $160.37, down 32 cents. August lean hogs were $100.52, down 10 cents. October lean hogs, $84.97, down 27 cents. December lean hogs, $82.05, down 10 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys of the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon livestock report. Starting with Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 10 cents higher in the range of $94.33 to $105, with a weighted average carcass price of $96.65. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 67 to 69, 4 to 500 at 68 to 71, 500 to 550 at 71 to 72, and over 550 at 71 to 73. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 11,334 head. Walnut livestock auction report for August 8th had receipts of 231. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar higher. Slaughter Holsteins traded steady in a light test. Slaughter cows sold 2 to 5 lower in a thin test, and slaughter bulls lightly tested. Trade was active with good demand on light supply. Slaughter steers choice 2 and 3, 122 to 126.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 and 3, 110.75 to 112, with some low dressing at 104. Slaughter Holstein steers select choice 2s and 3s, 105 to 108. Slaughter heifers choice 2 and 3, 120.50 to 124.75. And slaughter cows premiums 105, breakers 86.50, boners 77.50 to 83.50, and leans at 55. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 120 to 122, and on a dress basis traded at 190 to 195. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 192 to 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 261 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 105.50, which is $1.13 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $188.99, which was 68 cents higher, with select carcasses at $182, which was 5 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 117,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 378,000 compared to 401,000 last week and 410,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.63. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.74. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.64. August corn delivered to Scottville, $4.85. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $11.93. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.03. Those pre-opening prices, again, are corn at Greenfield is $5.63. Corn at Scottville is $5.64. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13. And wheat at Scottville is $6.03. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday morning. At this time, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies later on today, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-80s with light and variable winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower once again, low temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
University of Illinois scientists have evidence that lifelong exposure to genistein, a bioactive component in soy foods, protects against colon cancer. It represses a signal that leads to accelerated growth of cells, polyps, and eventually malignant tumors. Todd Gleason reports.
The Ovi study of soy in foods reports changes in the expression of three genes that control an important signaling pathway. Hong Chen is a U of I professor of food science and human nutrition and says the cells in the lining of the human gut turn over and are completely replaced weekly. However, in 90% of colon cancer patients, an important growth-promoting signal is always on, leading to uncontrolled growth and malignancies. The study she has done suggests this signaling during the development of colon cancer can be regulated by soy-rich diets. Chronic exposure, meaning a lot, to a genistein, a soy isoflavin, reduced the number of precancerous lesions in the colon of laboratory rats exposed to a carcinogen by 40%. And reduce the signaling to normal levels. In their study, the scientists modeled lifetime exposure to soy by feeding pregnant rats and their offspring a diet containing soy protein isolate and a diet that contained genistein compound. At 7 weeks of age, offspring rats were exposed to a carcinogen, and they continued eating either the soy protein or the genistein diet until they were 13 weeks old. At that time, the researchers inspected the colons of the rats in both soy groups and compared them to rats in a control group, noting the number and severity of tiny abnormal growths in each. They also compared the signaling before and after the carcinogen to see whether either diet had an effect on its regulation. In the genistein-fed animals, signaling levels were similar to rats that had not received the carcinogen. Genistein decreased the expression of three genes and repress the signaling process that is associated with abnormal cell growth and cancer development, concludes Chen. She says this shows colon cancer is an epigenetic disease, meaning that dietary and environmental factors can influence genes to be switched on or off, so you can have a different pattern of gene expression, leading to a change in disease susceptibility. It has long been known that immigrants from Asia, where soy is traditionally a food staple, experience rising levels of colon cancer as they adopt the eating habits of the Western nations they now call home. Therefore, the genetic information you inherit from your parents, well, it's not the whole story. Dietary choices, exposure to environmental toxins, even stress levels, affect the expression of those genes. I'm Todd Gleason.
Attorneys have filed documents with the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia on behalf of U.S. Cattlemen's Association, National Farmers Union, Consumer Federation of America, and American Sheep Industry Association. They are seeking to intervene in the lawsuit filed in July, seeking an end to the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling Program. If granted intervention, the four organizations will present arguments in defense of the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service regulations on COOL. While the groups are hopeful the court will make a decision on the motion for intervenor status in the near future, there is no specific time limit for such decisions. The court has scheduled a hearing on the preliminary injunction motion brought by 9 plaintiff groups for August 27th. A response to the motion for preliminary injunction by the Department of Justice was due to be filed Friday. The plaintiffs are then due to file their reply to the opposition papers on the preliminary injunction motion by the 16th. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.